Diabetes affects 1 in 4 Americans age 65 and older, and that's not including those diagnosed with pre-diabetes. Bringing those numbers down is the focus of a diabetes prevention program at Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida YMCAs. While weight loss and regular exercise are essential to diabetes prevention and control, if you have it, Mary Shedden with Health News Florida reports on their efforts to change one's mindset.
It's graduation day at the St. Petersburg YMCA, and Ruth Neal and her classmates are taking a victory lap. The past 16 weeks, they've talked nonstop about counting fat grams, portion control, and the value of being active 150 minutes a week.
I'm going to stick with it because I want to be as blessed as my mother was, 106 years old when she passed.
Wow.
I want to be just as blessed.
Wow, 106.
She didn't take any medication.
No diabetic nothing?
No, she didn't have nothing. She just died from old age.
The 71-year-old, like her 8 classmates, signed up for the class because a doctor recommended it. Coach Lois Huge says a lot of seniors don't want to change their routine, and they're skeptical about the program's simple approach and friendly accountability.
Week one, no one believes it. Oh, what's the trick? There's got to be something more than just watch our fat grams and do activity. No one's convinced the first couple weeks.
St. Petersburg senior Fran Mayak said her friends didn't even understand why she would want to lose weight at her age.
Somebody said, don't lose too much weight, you'll get all wrinkly. Well, at 83, you know.
She's laughing now, but Mayak didn't want to attend the weekly meetings when her doctor suggested it could slow her pre-diabetes.
I'm not a joiner, but I decided I'm going to try it.
Dr. Thomas Robison has referred Mayak and dozens of patients to the Y program. It preaches his common sense food and fitness philosophy. And he's emphasizing the program even more now since it won a grant from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation. For the next few months, Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida WISE will offer the course for free to seniors diagnosed with prediabetes.
This is essentially a no-brainer. We need to let people know that this is before you get in trouble. You're not even in trouble yet. So this is something you can do to prevent yourself from getting diabetes. And diabetes diagnosis, after that, your risk for heart disease goes up, your risk for strokes goes up, your risk for heart attacks goes up.
Scientists have spent years trying to prevent diabetes. They figured out that seniors who drop their body weight by 7% and exercise 150 minutes a week can reduce diabetes risk by 70%. Those are the goals the Y program sets as well. The grant lasts through March. It pays for participants 16 weekly meetings, access to fitness facilities, and a year of monthly follow-ups. The program's also recently earned a boost from the American Medical Association. The group is promoting the program to doctors in the 17 communities where the grant was given. Jennifer Tucker Mogensen's been teaching the diabetes class at the Venice Y for years. She says participants are more eager about the program when a doctor recommends it.
If your physician tells you that this is something that he feels is important for you to do, you probably are going to enroll a little quicker than just, you know, convincing yourself that this is something that would be good for you.
And she says the lessons do stick with most seniors. Mary Leffler graduated more than a year ago, but she says the eating rules are still second nature. The 72-year-old says exercising is harder.
That was the most challenging. Exercise, yeah, definitely, because I'm not a physical, you know, person anyway, and I have some arthritic conditions, low back problems. But when I lost the weight, it made a big difference as far as my back pain went.
Ron McCartney graduated in May. The 84-year-old from Venice admits he's slipped when friends and families come to visit.
You overeat one day, then cut back the next, and that goes week to week as well. So I've had 4 or 5 days of gluttony, so I'll spend the next few days, you know, concentrating on losing those pounds, and I will.
The new way of life has paid off, he says. McCartney's doctor says he's lost more than weight. He's lost the pre-diabetic label as well. For Health News Florida, I'm Mary Shedden.
You can find out more about the YMCA's Diabetes Prevention Program grant on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.